To the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program. I'm your host, James Renford Powell, author of the Renford Books and the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program, which we have covered on a 54-week series and with support material that goes with it. If you're interested in knowing more about the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program, that includes a book, a workbook, four DVDs, the CD, introductory CD, and support material that was sent each week for 54 weeks, and then 54 weeks of shows. And you're welcome to go to blogtalkradio.com/Renford. That's B-L-O-G-T-A-L-K, blogtalkradio.com/Renford. That will take you to the home page of Radio by Renford. And all 54 of those shows are there. You can scroll down. In fact, there are over 5 years of shows from Radio by Renford. There are 11 hosts, one in New York, one in Boston, one in Denver, one in Seattle, one in the Netherlands, Little Rock, and in Memphis, Tennessee. And they cover a wide range of genres, and you're welcome to go to this site, blogtalkradio.com/Renford, and take a look at them. Also, if you have anyone who would like to listen to the show and they are not online or don't have a computer or on the road or whatever, you can dial in 347-838-9142. That's 347-38-9142, and I'll be giving you that number from time to time, because if you're watching the show, or rather listening to the show on blog on the internet, you can call in on that same number, 347-838-9142, and ask any question that you like of my guest this evening. My guest is Ed Edwards, and Ed is an extraordinary individual with tremendous energy and power, and is being researched by a number of universities and schools and different research centers. He has been on the show before, but I will introduce him further when it comes time for him to come online. But you can ask him questions by calling that number, 347-838-9142. As is my custom, I deliver my Renford Revelation each week before we begin the interview. And this week, my blog, and also you can go to im-core.org/blog to pick up on these previous Renford Revelations, and to get this one as well. You can also make your comments, answers, or questions with regard to the Renford Revelations. This is a poem that was originally published as part of my book, In Search of Self. There are 15 Renford books in print. You can look at them at the I Am Core website, iam-core.org. This is the virtual campus of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics, and they are there to, in fact, you can purchase them there as well. There are also 3 free e-books that you can download there. Now on to the revelation. This is attitude. How we react to events in our lives, it is said, depends upon our viewpoint, good or bad, positive or negative. If everything depends upon viewpoint, how do we come to have this viewpoint of life, to be timid or aggressive. Without a great deal of private introspection, which reflects our own inner selves, whose attitude is it? It is said that we are a product of our environment. Our thinking is that of others, only beliefs that fit. If we recognize the inner being and therefore the origin of real thought, we begin to work on self. We are no longer repeating thoughts that are the results of our programming, just mindless feelings felt. In which case, we are not alive, but act as expressions of those who have influenced us to date. The organism we possess is not the life force. It is the manifestation of the life force, the inner state. If we could go back to the time before the impressions began coming as an infant, is the tape blank? Only if the meat we call brain is our mind, this clump of gray flesh to which we assign an IQ and rank. The body is no more our inner being than the body is us. It is a vehicle of the inner being, our expression in matter. What is the life force that allows this brain to operate, to calculate, to love, to fear, and its intention, attention scatter? Something we call evolution and procreation brought it, but who brought the procreators? On back to the source. No, the tape is not blank at birth, or there would be no Mozarts, child prodigies, or those with the force. As a matter of fact, there wouldn't be anybody like Ed Edwards you'll be meeting tonight. Genetics may portend intelligence, but there are intelligent underachievers around, and plenty. Intelligence, even genius, is not the factor in remembrances of a life from the stream of eternity. From one cycle to the next, we take with us our treasures, our understood life experiences. What is understood is accumulated, never to be lost, expressed from birth in temperament and preferences. Even these external expressions are the manifestations of the being and not the being within. That one is with the whole, a part of the whole, and does not come to harmonize and blend. The composite known as man has not one but multiple forms. There is but one primary goal. The material, one we call our body, is the temporary vehicle in which we evolve and unfold. Coming to know the self, this inner being alone, is not enough to transform an attitude. Knowledge of inner being is the first step to positive change, and then we show our gratitude. Knowledge and recognition of the inner being is its composite makeup and the fact that it is not alone. This is the beginning of proper perspective, vision of purpose, and the path that goes forever on. With proper perspective, we see the most intransigent problems as only obstacles to be overcome. Each victory or defeat, a new understood experience in the chain of unfoldment, not to be undone. The pure potentiality of thought affects form by the knowledge that it does so and the power of belief. Pure potentiality means pure abundance, and we know the confidence created through knowledge. We come to know that this pure potentiality attracts what we need and that it is the law's pledge. Our attitude, our view of life, can change dramatically, even if we do not understand fully. It does so because we come to the recognition of this relation to all, and we are connected truly. It is from the all which we are related to that we can attract abundance and the pure potentiality of thought. It is the knowing, the lack of fear, and with full expectation that the manifestation is bought. Our view of life is rather different when it is not ruled by ignorance and fear of the unknown. It is with the light of knowledge that a newfound freedom is gained, and it is we who have grown. If we are free of fear, we have gained perfect freedom, and with perfect freedom, perfect justice. We know the universe and our connection to it to be one of harmony, order, and balance made for us. Always the most confident and happy individual is the one with purpose and a vision of creation. All we hope to accomplish and all we hope for in life is derived from giving, the master's tradition. There is only one commodity we can give. We may affect the giving through our materials or our time. No matter how we affect the giving, we're still only giving the commodity of love, God's gift sublime. The essence of universal being is love. It is all that we have been given. It is our divine birthright. No gift can possibly compare. Nothing affects our attitude like love, our greatest joy and light. This was taken from In Search of Self by Renford, which you can view on the site. Now, I would like to get very quickly to my guest, Ed Edwards. Ed, actually, from very, very early age, his grandmother noticed that when he clapped his hands together for a game of patty cake, the energy created between his palms was enough to throw both of their arms well apart. That's when she knew he had her healing gift. She was always focusing that energy on him. And as a kid, Ed played with this energy every day, trying to understand just what it could do, what it must be for. And by his teens, he'd figured out that this wasn't normal and that some kids were freaked out by it, so he began to keep it more to himself. And this has been something that has grown in Ed's life, especially when he met the distinguished physicist, Dr. William Levengood of Grass Lake, Michigan. And Dr. Levengood and Dr. Gady and Charles Pyler are those who worked with Ed, and Ed worked in their research. And now that research is taking him primarily it's a number of different places, but he's primarily working with the University of Virginia. And I want to welcome Ed to the show and let him tell you more about his experience and where he's going with it. Welcome to the show, Ed.
Oh, great, James. Glad to be here. Yeah, I'm y'all have to forgive me. I'm driving out of Atlanta heading back home. So I'm on a two-hour road trip tonight, so hear a little road noise. Might be zapping somebody out of my way. I've been playing with this energy, like I said, since I was a little young kid. Now I've got it into major research. I just started a new project at the University of Virginia in the EEG lab with Dr. Ross Dunsworth last week. And before that, I was hooked up with the Ryan Research Center. I've been in the bioenergy, biophoton labs, doing all kinds of things with them since 2008. And as you mentioned, I started with Dr. Gady and Dr. Levengood in 1994 up in Michigan. So this is just something that I've been doing all my life. Now I get to use it on people with all types of pains and cancers and just different things. And then these doctors around these universities are studying me doing them. And
One in Atlanta you're primarily working with there is doctors working with cancer patients, right?
Correct. Working with radiation oncologists that have been, trying all types of different things with their patients. And then one day or a couple of days, two of their different patients that didn't even know each other had heard about me and came to me up in my little town, and I did my thing on them, and they both improved big time. And so these doctors kind of picked up on it, and they came to see me, and I lit them up, freaked them out really big time. And so that they started then using me to work with their different cancer clients to see what all I could do. And everyone I worked on it improved their abilities to fight off the cancers and stuff. So it's just been a win-win situation.
Well, when you were young and starting out with this was there any event that, I mean, was this, I know that Dr. Levengood and them have measured your microampage, which is substantially higher than the normal human being, but was there any particular thing? I mean, is that a purely genetic thing? You born with it, or what?
I was born with it, but my grandmother did hands-on healing also, and I was a problem birth, so she did it constantly on me from the time I was 2 weeks old till I was 3 years old, and then intermittently up most of my life as I grew on up. But by the time I was 3 or 4 years old, I could play with the energy, and then in preschool, I could make the other kids tingle and feel all kind of wiggly sensations, and then we had to be in church all the time, so I got in there, and I just start practicing, kind of playing with people. I'd sit up in the balcony with the other youth and look down and focus energy down on main congregation during main church, and I'd cause people to kind of scratch their ear and do little gestures and kind of tickle them like a peck. Then one day,
what little boys will do, isn't it?
Yeah, and then one day I was playing with reversing the polarity of the energy and pushing it outward, pulling on it. And I don't know why I did it, but just I was playing with it. The preacher went in, started having prayer, and then he had silent prayer, and he got real quiet in there. And for some reason, something just said pull in on the energy real hard and then reverse the energy and change the polarity and push it real hard. And I did, and when I pushed it outward and projected it outward, a whole bunch of them, well, 15 or 20 of them out of about 200, farted real loud down below me. And I go, whoa, did I do that? And then after the next Sunday, I kept practicing the same thing. Sure enough, I could get people to fart during silent prayer or anytime I wanted to in church. So that was a good feedback to me. Growing up as a kid, and then that kind of feedback kept me just getting more. I was about seven.
How old were you at that time?
7, 8 years old, somewhere in that age. And
was there ever a big jump in it, or has it always just been a kind of a steady thing?
It's just been a steady increase my whole life. Now I do things that can just blow that away, but, you know, back then it was good enough to keep me, you know, really in tune with it, playing with it daily. And then now the doctors that study me say that because I played with it and manually changing the polarity fields in my mind as I grew up, it caused my brain to develop differently than kids that were not playing with it. So I just grew up with it.
When did you begin? I mean, you did have some incidents with electricity and things that affected you as well, did you not?
Yeah, I've been struck by lightning a few times. I'm real fascinated with it. I like to go up on mountaintops when we have a thunderstorm and play with the energy. And see if I get lightning to strike the mountaintop where I'm sitting on, which it has many times. And I can't wear watches and stuff, things like that. And I don't know, I'm not normal.
Well, when did you begin to actually use it for something serious?
When Dr. Levengood and them, we started doing the studies, then I could really, you know, present it. I knew I was being measured, and it was great. And then we did a few things with Charlie Plyler with experiments doing long-range stuff and sending energy through the planet and then picking it up all over the planet, pulse signals. And then finally, in about 2003, is after 9/11. 9/11 came along. Homeland Security shut down several of the projects I was on, and about the only thing left that I could do with it was go into the medical with it. You know, I really didn't know I could use it for medical, and then accidentally come across a couple of situations where I turned the energy on around people, and their pain would go away. And then so I started focusing in on that, and I just tried more and more things, and so now I've drawn the attention of some major universities and stuff for my abilities to take pain out of people. And then so that started into all kind of projects. I'm in a brain mapping project in the EEG lab at Virginia that is just drawing all kinds of attention, which which also drew attention with doctors with the integrated medicine up there in Virginia. And
you've done some work with the Monroe Institute there in LaFave, Virginia as well.
Correct. I went in and gave a lecture 2 weeks ago at the Monroe Institute to all their staff, and then now I've got just about every day phone calls coming from them or other people that are familiar with them that they're turning me on to, that I'm working with all over the country.
Now, the ones in Michigan, what were you doing up there?
With those doctors, up there I got to work with stroke patients and stuff that had to do with reconnection of things.
Now, this is reconnection of nerve, where there's been nerve damage?
Correct. When you have a stroke, you know, I kind of rewire people's brains, in a sense.
Hmm.
And
what kind of results are you getting from that?
Several of the people that had the strokes a year ago, you could never tell it today. And I've really pulled them out of it. I've gotten a hold of people that had strokes years ago and worked with them and improved them. I've got a lot of their speech back, a lot of their movements, body movements, stuff. And it's just a matter of getting a hold of the circuits in a person's body that is dilapidated, you know, not working right, run the energy backwards through it, and it seems to reconnect everything. And makes them go to working.
Now, you've also done some work at St. Jude, and as well,
well
as
did,
the Cancer Center in Atlanta.
Yes, I'm working mainly with the Cancer Center, cancer stuff in Atlanta, and having amazing, you know, results coming out of people. Now, I work on them, and they're offering me as a not really an alternative, but an add-on. They found out, like, some of these cancer patients that they're giving these high-dollar experimental drugs to, that the patients that I'm not working on, the drugs are just having minimal effects with, but seems like the patients that I do my work on, my energy work on, is causing their bodies to metabolize the drugs much better, and they seem to be working on them much better and faster.
Now, have a theory, or do any of the doctors or the research centers have a theory as to actually what is going on from coming from you and with them?
Well, the brain mapping program I'm in at the University of Virginia is going to answer a lot of them questions. In fact, they're crunching the data on it from the test they did on me a couple of weeks ago. And what they do is they brain map, they wire me in, 64 wire sensors into my head, and then they have a computer running the trials, so there's no anybody else near the chamber. And I focus energy on sensors inside the chamber when the computer tells me to, and I'm getting nearly 100% accuracy in there. So they're brain mapped, they're wiring in, and they have these sensors that detect these different signals that we're able to project, and they're looking at it all in real time. So they're going to be writing peer-reviewed papers about me and what I'm doing with them in their sensor and their study. So here, hopefully, in the next few months, we'll be able to answer those questions.
Was it Dr. Levengood or Dr. Getty who was able to measure the microamperage, amperage of your body? I understand that the average person has about 4,000 to 5,000 or 6,000 microamps that operate their body, right?
Correct. The average person has 5,000 to 7,000 microamps. And then the people that do heavy meditation and stuff, they can do about 20,000 microamps. People that are into Reiki and stuff like that, they're around 40,000, 50,000 microamps. They found a few of the Tibetan monks running, and Dalai Lama's bunch, the Tibetan monks one, that could come on up into the 80 and 90,000 microamp. That'd be like those little Chinese masters that could push and pull people, stuff like that. And
how do you compare the, if you got 100,000, somebody with 100,000 microamps, what does that mean in comparison to electricity?
It's not the same. Electricity will be running amps. Microamps, millions of one amp. The amperage to run electricity is just like way on up there. Microamps is down in your quantum. We're talking quantum physics here when we're working with the energies of the body. If you're like regular electricity, like what you're doing in your house, that's AC, that's alternating current. Also, with our human and life form energies, it's DC current. You know, totally different.
Okay.
And the microamps with me, what freaked them, the doctors out that measure this stuff and study it, for some reason, the first time they measured me, I nailed the equipment at 440,000 microamps. And because of my work now with the scientists for many years, the last time they measured me, I was over a million. So actually, I was producing 1.2 amps of energy in my higher brain functions, which is a tremendous amount of amps. Tremendous amount of energy for a living organism.
Yeah, how does that affect your own brain and your own health and so forth?
I'm in very good health. I don't have to go to the doctor for anything. Since I was 18 years old, I guess I've purchased maybe $300 worth of antibiotics. That's about it, and that was all probably from the time I was 35 and under. Since then, I'm just in good shape. Now, I watch what I eat. I do not eat any chicken, eggs, or milk. I will not touch that stuff of any form or fashion. And I eat like salads, spinach salads, beet salads for lunch and stuff, and then have a grass-fed burger or so most of my evenings with some good vegetables. And that's about it. Eat right, healthy, and play with energy.
And the children, you've been, now is it children at the that are cancer patients there in Atlanta, or is it just the inside St. Jude?
It's private people is all I'm working with. I'm not officially working with any organization. Doing the children or anything. This is all private and under special invite. Go into those main places until I get more written, peer-reviewed studies done on me.
What's going on now?
That is what's going on now. We want to know now why and how it is my brain's able to generate these energies, and when I transmit it at people, why it is I'm able to cause changes. And what really is going on. So we've got to have those studies done before I can really go help these children officially. I just get to be invited in because they hear about me and learn about me, from people.
Well, we've talked about, and there have been a number of people asking for training or for you to work with them and to try to increase their amperage. These are people who are working with energy, but you're wanting to get that research going on in first, huh?
Yeah, it validates this stuff. I mean, it gives actual facts to what's really going on. You know, there's all these different people been doing different energy types things and Reiki and this and that, but there's not been any clinical studies, not that are supported by universities and all. So here we are finally. I've got strong enough finally that I've gotten the attention of the university, so now we could show that something really is taking place. This took me 20 years to get into this big university from just many little projects, this project, that project, this project, to get their attention. You know, these people people don't just, you don't go in there saying, hey, I'm doing this, I'm doing energy healing, blah, blah, blah. They'll look at you funny. You know, they got protocols to follow. Right now, if you want to get studied and you're doing some form of energy thing, you've got to find 10 doctors that will notarize paperwork for you that you caused changes in another person's body, that they'll validate that you've done it. I mean, it's a whole slew of stuff to get into these projects. But if you ever get into them, then it'll open the door up where you could really learn. Now, like I say, the stuff that I'm doing, I'm hoping to take it and then bring it in a way that we can, teach it a lot better. And I'll
Are you okay to take some calls if we've got calls in here that you could do
sure.
some of this now, or do they need to call you at home later? Or
it don't matter.
Or Well, let's take
but
your.
I can,
your,
I can
what's,
do
what's
it.
The best. What's the best number for them to call for you if they want to talk to you privately?
They need to get in touch with me through my website. Send an email and send a phone number that I could call back on.
Okay, what's the website?
EdEdwards.com. So it's www.EDEDWARDS.com. Or you can go to Google and just type in EDD. It's my first name. Remember, I got two D's in my first name. The last name is Edwards. And just type all that into there and then find my Biointrinsic Resonant Energy website and find my email. My email is energyed@ededwards.com. Send me just a two-liner thing with your name, just name and a phone number and some time so I can call you back. And then I'll start trying to get in touch with you.
Yeah, it was Energy Ed what?
Yeah, it's energyed@ededwards.com. You'll find it on my webpage. That's the easiest way. Just go to my webpage and then click on my email address there.
Okay.
And
tonight, if you would like to ask Ed a question, you can call in on 347-838-9142. That's 347-838-9142. If you're on the line, you're listening by phone, you can just press the 1 button on your touchtone dial, and that will flag me to bring you in. Otherwise, you may be on my screen, but I won't know to bring you in for the question. If you don't press the 1 button on your dial. Ed, what do you expect to happen now? Where do you expect to go with this?
Well, I'm going to take this research as far as I can with the big universities and just keep getting bigger and bigger projects with them. I'm hoping to get into some serious medical research where I can be hands-on, like in a research hospital, and be able to apply the energy to like kids and stuff and then have instant feedback from the doctors as to what's happening through the changes of them. You know, that's one of the things.
Well, you know, a person could get plugged up and get shock treatment directly from some of the asylums that they create that shock, electrical shock treatment in there. What is happening with your energy that's different? That you're putting, that you are using with people?
Pure life force energy. It's what your body's designed to work with and run on. When I get a hold of people, I don't heal nobody. All I'm doing is just activating and fine-tuning and blowing the soot out of your nervous system, causing it to function all properly. And then once your systems start functioning properly, then you will take care of the problems that arise.
Yep. Blowing the soot out sounds like doing cleansings that people do, cleansing to get toxins out of the system. Are you doing something like that?
Well, I'm blowing the blockages out of the nervous wiring system, you know, causing everything to start functioning again. Let's see. A lot of people, when they get diseased and pains and problems, their nervous system's not getting the right information to their brain so that their brains can send the nutrients or whatever to repair the problems. And so they have the pain cessations, but the brain doesn't know that the pain is really going on right, so the nervous system's not functioning right. So it just, things just don't work right. When I get a hold of you, I run 400 or 500 times as much energy through your nervous system as it normally is used to having. And then when I reverse the polarity, it switches direction so fast that the rust or the bad crap just kind of like falls off the wires, in a sense. And it causes the all the different terminal areas to kind of reform better. And we also found out, like, for example, like people with fibromyalgia and stuff, when I crank the energy way up in the nervous system, it causes their myelin sheath to kind of reform and intensify. Whoa, I might get struck by lightning here. I got a thunderstorm all around me, but there's a chance of it. I might draw one in to us here in a minute. And so when I run the energy way up, people just go to feeling better.
So basically by what you're saying is that by clearing out that nervous system and by doing what you do, you allow their body to heal. It allows them to heal themselves. So everybody actually has within their own bodies the necessary wherewithal to heal themselves.
Correct. I mean, I'm not healing nobody. All I'm doing is tuning up the healing mechanism, you know, and then they heal themselves. Mm-hmm. People think I heal them because their pains go away almost instantly, but it's the only reason they go away instantly is I just all of a sudden activated their systems and it took care of the problem. A lot of times they'll take care of it in just a few seconds. And there'll be people that have been in pain for years, and the only reason they're in pain is because they haven't activated their own systems. You know, this was basically beat out of everybody as they grew up. And as I grew up, I didn't let them beat it out of me. I made sure of that. And so now I just...
Your grandmother did anyway.
Exactly.
Well,
so I just...
go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just going through life, learning as much as I can about it, and increasing it as much as I can, and working on as many different problems in people as I can.
And be any other... experiments that you're expecting to take place here in the near future?
There's some I want to do, but they're not in medical. They're in other things. The people I really would need to and want to work with, but I haven't found the right connection yet, is like with DARPA. They're the ones that's got the type of technology I need now to really get into something I want to do. But I don't know.
What did you call them?
DARPA, the Department of Defense Experimentation Research Laboratories and stuff.
Was that what you were doing before 9/11?
Well, I was doing stuff that would, I guess, now be done in places like DARPA back then. Because they're not onto this type of research yet. I want to introduce something new to them because I have a very strong feeling that it could be used to curb a lot of the problems we're having around the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go into any detail on it, but it's just something I know how to do, which would greatly help some problems that we got.
So that energy, as it leaves, could actually affect inanimate objects as well? or it has to be a living organism?
Well, living organisms, but it be used for tactical reasons, I guess you might say. It's something I can't go into detail on right now. But it's something I've learned to do.
But in your work, you're primarily focused on living human beings or living organisms.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just primarily working on people and stuff. Now, I've done stuff, like I say, before 9/11, when I was with Elfred, things where I would pulse signals and they would record the pulses at various locations on the planet. And we had some other scientists that were allowed to gather data from satellites and stuff. So we found that I could pulse signals and do things through the Earth's magnetosphere that would show up all around the instruments on satellites of some of them. So I can get the signal off the planet. I already found out back in the 90s I can heat people up and make them fall over all over the planet, over in other countries. And even now, I work on people taking pain out of them in Greece, Australia, Japan, and well, yeah, I guess there was somebody in China I worked on through Skype one time. But they're all over the planet. Don't matter where they're at, I can take the pain right out of them.
Now, you plan to create a show, one comparable to what we're doing tonight, in which case you would be able to give people a better idea of how this works, and then you would be able to deal with them directly on the show, right?
Yeah. Well, if you could get everybody, or we have everybody in the audience, to stand up. If you're not driving, stand up. And just stand there for a few seconds, and I'm going to do something here and see what happens to you. I'm going to try to not give you no power suggestion, but everybody stand up, pull your feet in close together, and see if you feel something go on here. I'm transmitting this energy, and the neat thing about it, the energy will record into this show so that people listen to it in the future can get the same effects off of it. So just stand there, and I'm just reversing the polarity back and forth. All right. What I'm looking for, I'm setting up a gravity wave. So see if your people in the audience feel like you're being pulled or pushed on. And if anybody's even sitting down, you should feel it a little bit. Feel any effects happening to you there, James?
Well, I didn't get up, but yeah, I've got a...
Or maybe a tingling in your hands or anything?
Yeah, I've got a... I've got a tooth problem right at the moment, some infection. So I would be pleased if you could just send that away.
Make that kind of fade away, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I'll see what we could do here. Like I say, anybody in the audience got aches and pains, just kind of let them energy flow through them. All right, now I'm going to pull forwards on everybody. It should be having a forward pull, and now I'm going to reverse the polarity and push. And you should feel a definite change in the energy, like a pushing. Now I'll pull it. All right, now I'm going to go to your right first. This should have a rightward pull. And remember, I'm driving 65, 70 miles an hour in a thunderstorm up the highway. and I'm making this energy pull and push people. And it should be giving you a little tingling and warming sensation. All right, how you doing there?
I'm doing okay. I haven't felt a lot in that tooth thing, but I do feel some other energy flow.
Well, I'm starting to get a downpour on me. I'm probably gonna get some lightning, hopefully here in a second. I need charged up. That feels good. I like to fast charge it.
How will you, what will you do on your, I mean, I know a lot of people, you do a lot of work with people on the telephone. But
yeah.
How will you do it on the show, just like you're demonstrating now?
Yeah, exactly. Sure will. Mm-hmm. That's what I do on the show. It all works the same way. I just got to get you kind of focused in, stand you up, knock you around a little bit. That locks you right in. And then show people how to kind of, you know, lock in themselves, how to practice it. And just a few little techniques there, and then you just like lifting weights. The more you do it, the stronger you're going to get.
Have you experienced much in the way of opposition from the medical profession?
No. Nah, I'll stand them up there and push them over backwards from about 20 feet away. They don't argue with me. I can make them break out in a hot, rolling sweat in just a matter of a couple of minutes. Holy cow, it's a hailstorm out here.
Well, you be careful
what
there. Don't attract it all down on top of you.
It's a hailing on me here. Ain't that hail? Looks like hail. At least it ain't big hail. If it does, I'll have to pull over.
Well, we've had quite a bit of hail on occasion here this year in Memphis, but it's been real pretty weather here.
Uh-huh.
Today.
Huh. I guess that's hail. I don't know. Maybe that ain't hit the windshield like it is. That's just heavy rain. I'm in a thunderstorm. So
do you have many people come to the to your home? I mean I know you're on the road a lot and not at home very much anyway, but
too much. I have a few that'll come find me. I've got one coming from Memphis tomorrow on his way to Chapel Hill. But I get a few through there. I don't get much local traffic. People locally just aren't into this stuff.
Now, didn't they make a movie? Didn't they make a movie some time ago? Starring John Travolta that kind of mirrored your life experience?
Yeah, sure did. The science writer that was covering Dr. Levengood had wrote several different things, and they integrated it together, but I didn't want to be named in it or anything. Oh. And it was just based on kind of the research that I was doing with Dr. Levengood, a lot of the things I could do. And then they came out with that movie Phenomena, which is almost identical to everything we were doing. Yeah. So back then, I was in that research, and I really didn't want to get, I wasn't sure where I was going with it. I wasn't, you know, whoa, here. Man, wind just kicked.
Well, we're getting very close to the show. Zen, if you have a problem with continuing, we can discontinue the interview.
I'm okay for a few more minutes. It's just It was storming, raining hard, and the wind blowing like crazy. Now, I mean, I must be coming out of it. It's backed it down a little. But
now you're going into northeast Georgia.
Yeah.
So from where you're getting into Virginia and different places is not like for the university is not that long a drive.
7 hours.
And then you're down to Atlanta frequently, and you've been down in
Panama
City quite a bit. What's going on in Panama City?
I've just got a lot of people that I work on down there. You know, and I'm getting people from all over the country. That seems to be, and I'm getting invited now to go everywhere.
So thus comes the reason for finding a method or a platform to invite people to call in, like from this type of show.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm trying to get into a little radio, blog talk radio, and then I can interact and work on people, you know, even while I'm out doing my travels. And that would work good.
Now, if somebody wanted to know more about you and more about the research, would they just Google that, or would they go to
Just Google my name.
EdEdwards.com.
Yeah, you can go to my EdEdwards.com, and as I learn and get more things about my research, you know, able to present, then I'll, you know, put them up on my webpage under different programs.
And you have some videos on YouTube?
Yeah, a lot of good many videos on YouTube. Like I say, just Ed Edwards, EDD, EDWARDS, as you search me out, and you'll find all kinds of things.
So if you went to YouTube.com, then just do a search on Ed Edwards.
Correct. I've got my own channel on there.
And do you have any of the doctors and the research scientists that you've been working with on there too?
I do. I've got, the very first one was with Dr. Levengood and Dr. Getty, and then the more recent ones here with Dr. Dunswith at the University of Virginia, and then with the bioenergy lab at over at the Ryan Research Center. I've got videos of different experiments there and doing things with them. And just all kinds of things. Just go out there, check me out. And subscribe to my YouTube channel. Become a subscriber, and then as I do things, I can do live streaming on YouTube. I've got different things I'll do with it occasionally. And if I do a live stream, it sends out a notice whenever I do it, or I've got one scheduled. So,
I appreciate you being with us tonight on the show and giving us a little information. And, folks, you can look for Ed's upcoming show on the RBR Network. And is there any parting comments you'd like to make as we near the end of the show, Ed?
Well, I just keep focused and wake on up, people. You know, do all kinds of stuff. And I'm just trying to show people what we can be. You know, just
what we can
light
do.
Them up. Exactly.
Right.
We're able to do a lot of things.
Thanks very much for being with us on the show tonight. Be careful on your way home.
Whoa,
about
battle of both then. Real good.
That.
I said, yeah, a boat of lightning here right by me.
Well, be careful.
All right. Talk to y'all later.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
We want to take this opportunity. I'm glad we could have Ed with us today. I want to take this opportunity to invite you to go to iam-cor.org. This is the IAM-COR.org is the virtual campus of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics. There are three free e-books that you can download. You can visit the bookstore, which has the Renford books. You can also go to the courses in the 3 degree levels. And there's also the Lightways e-zine, electronic magazine, that you can download from that from the site. Read a little bit about its history, and we'd welcome for you to visit with us there. Also, go to blogtalkradio.com. If you're on there now, you can look at the archives and get some idea of the shows that we have on a weekly basis, and you can download shows as well as the books, e-books, and so forth from the IAM Core site. You can download shows from blogtalkradio.com/Renford. I also invite you to go to youtube.com, type in Renford Broadcast Network. That's Renford Broadcast Network. There are currently six sections on the Renford Broadcast Network. There you can see the first video in the in the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program. You can also view the Bookman Show. Bookman Show is a Memphis area television show where we primarily interview authors, people that we publish, but also many other authors. And at that site, you can also see the Core Concepts Lecture Series, which is rather extensive and has been recorded for about 3 years. This is where we interview religious and spiritual leaders with a simple format of what do you believe, why do you believe it, what are you doing about it, how did you come to that belief, and as Dr. Phil would say, how's that working for you? And also there are shows on books and shows and audio, in other words, audio books that are available there, music with meaning, and the theater. So be my guest. Go and visit. If you have any questions, email me. I am Renford, IAMRENFORD, at gmail.com. And I'd love to hear from you, and we'll respond immediately. Thanks for being with us with Ed Edwards tonight on the show, and thanks for being with us with the Laws of Material Wealth, and we'll be back next week at 8:30 Central Standard Time. Have a good evening, everyone.